Okay, so we're moving into Shabbos morning, Psugi de Zimra. As last week we finished the Friday night Tfilos. The Ezra explains that we add many chapters to Psugi de Zimra on Shabbos because on our day of rest, Hashem chose to receive praise only from Klal Yisrael and not from the Malachim. And the Medrash teaches us that the Malachim sing praise with one of their six wings each day of the week. And on Shabbos, they requested a seventh wing which to recite Hashem's praise. And Hashem refused their request, telling them that he has a nation on earth that recites his praise on Shabbos. And the Zeruah concludes that this may be the meaning of the Pasuk that we say, Es Hashem ha'amarta hayom, you have distinguished Hashem today. And the word today seems to single out one day, and perhaps that day singled out in this Pasuk is Shabbos, when we're the only ones who distinguish Hashem. The following pasuk then states, "Vashem emircha hayom," that Hashem has distinguished you today by favoring our praise over that of the malachim. And the Levush writes that all these parakim added to Psuka de Zimra discuss either creation, which was concluded on Shabbos, or the receiving of the Torah, which occurred on Shabbos. And this is the reason why they're not recited in the order that they're written in Tehillim. Rather, we recite all these parakim first dealing with creation, and then proceeding to the ones that discuss Matan Torah. And the Levush just concludes that, again, because of Shabbos, therefore Psuk de Zimra is supposed to be said slowly and sweetly and to spend time saying the Psuk de Zimra. So we open with Perek Yutes, the Perek of Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Kel, which discusses the creation. And we say, L'amnatzeach Mizmar LeDavid, for the conductor, a song of David. Hashemayim Misaprim Kvod Kel U'masa Yodav Magid Harakia, that the heavens declare the glory of Hashem, and the expanse of the sky tells of his handiwork. And so this David and others learn that through the Shemayim one sees the glory of Hashem. Through everything doing its job, we therefore see Hashem's glory. And the Malbim says that just as when one sees a beautiful building, they praise the architect and the builder, so too when one looks at the world, he tells over Hashem's glory. And the Rekia is what houses Hashem's handiwork. Yom liyom yabia omer v'layla chavadas. Day after day brings expressions of praise, night after night bespeaks wisdom. Rashi says, "My separation renews each day. In the evening the sun sets, and every single morning it once again rises. And through it, it brings people to express the praise of Hashem." And the Radak learns that each day tells of the next day, and each night of the next night. Nothing has changed. It is exactly how it was during the Sheshes Yimei Bereishis. Ein omer vein devarim b'li nishma kolam. There is no speech, there are no words. Their sound is unheard, and the Radak and others explain that even though we said the heavens declare, it's not through speech or words, as when people tell something over, but it's through their actions that they declare the glory of Hashem. B'chol ha'aretz yatzakavam uviktseisevel mileim l'shemesh sam ol b'hem. Their line goes forth throughout the earth, their words reach the farthest ends of the land. He has set up a tent for the sun in their midst. And the Radak learns that the actions of the heavenly bodies goes out throughout the earth, and their actions, again, is their words. The Mitzvah David and Rashi learn, for the sun was a tent set in Shemayim, that it always travels in the sky and it never leaves. And the Radak asks, why do we specifically single out the sun here? He says, because the sun is the most important luminary for earth, as it gives us our light and our warmth. Sometimes a little warm, but our warmth. And it's like a groom coming forth from his bridal chamber, rejoicing like a warrior to run the course. Rashi says the sun is like a chosin each morning. And the Mitzvah David adds that just as the chosin goes out from his chuppah happy, so too the sun goes out with simcha when it shines on the earth. And the Radak says just as everyone is happy with the chosin, so too everyone is happy with the light of the sun. And the father of the Radak learns that just as a chosin can't wait to return to his kala, so too the sun returns each day to the place it rises from. And the Mitzvah David says that the sun is happy just as a warrior rejoices to go out to war, as he's confident in his strength, so too the sun is confident that he will run his course with no interference. The end of heavens is its source, and its circuit is to their other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. And the Radak learns it goes out from east, travels the whole sky to the west. During the day, he says, it's traveling in the south, and at night, it appears that it travels in the north. And the Radak comments that it says it does not say me'oro from its light, but it says mechamoso from its heat. Because one can hide from the light of the sun, but no one can hide from its heat. And Rashi tells us that there are seven skies. The Rekia is the second one, and that's the one that houses the sun, the moon, the stars. And had the sun been in the lowest sky, no one would have been able to hide from it due to its heat. Teres Hashem Temima, Meshivas Nafesh, Eidus Hashem Namana, Machimas Pesi. The Torah of Hashem is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimonies of Hashem is trustworthy. The Radak says the reason we mention Torah next to the Shemesh, the sun, is just as the sky, the sun, and the celestial objects testify and tell over the honor and wisdom of Hashem, so to Torah and Mitzvos testify on the wisdom and straightness of Hashem. And the Mitzvah David says Torah is more perfected and complete and helps more than the sun, because the sun, with all its benefits, sometimes harms due to its heat, that people could get deathly ill. However, Torah protects one from death. And the Mitzvos are the Eidus, as they testify that one who keeps them believes in Hashem. However, by sun, its heat can cause one to go crazy. Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chelev, Mitzvah Hashem Barim Ir Seinayim. The orders of Hashem are upright, gladdening the heart. The command of Hashem is clear, enlightening the eyes. And the Mitzvah David continues, Torah gladdens the heart, while the sun brings worry in a person, that he should not dehydrate. Torah enlightens one's eyes, while looking at the sun hurts one's eyes. And the Radak points out, it says Misam Chelev, that it gladdens the heart, and not Misam Chayodim, that it gladdens a person. Because he says, in reality, a person would rather follow the taivus of the world. But when his seichel wins over his passions, his heart is happy. Yiras Hashem Tahoro Medes Lod, Mishmatei Hashem Emes Sodku Yachtov. That the fear of Hashem is pure, enduring forever. The judgment of Hashem are true, altogether righteous. And the Mitzvah David continues, Torah is enduring, while the sun sometimes is not seen. It's covered by the clouds. As we know, and many mornings here, we have May gray, June gloom. Also, Torah never contradicts, while the sun appears to contradict as it shines by day and not at night. While the Radak says that the first half of the day, its light and warmth increases, while the second part of the day, they decrease. The Radak says there are some things a person won't do in public, since people will see him acting improperly. There are other things which come up only in private, and when a person chooses to act correctly, that shows his fear of Hashem is pure, is real, since there was no other reason for acting properly at that moment other than he fears Hashem. And he says, Omed is law, they endure forever, goes on Torah and mitzvos, that they never end and never change. Unlike other forms of Judaism or other religions, which claims that Torah and mitzvos no longer apply and are out of touch with reality. Rashi tells us that these six things listed, Torah, Eidus, Pekudei, Mitzvos, Yiras, and Mishpatei, are keneged the Shisa Sidrei Mishnah. And also, if we start with the word Hashem, until the next Shem Hashem, there's five words, which are keneged the Chamisha Chumshi Torah. And the Malbim learns that Torah Hashem Temima, that the Torah of Hashem is complete, it lacks nothing. One can learn everything from Torah, and its Meshivas Nafesh, it returns a person to life. Eidus Hashem Nemana, the stories in the Torah are all true, unlike stories from other subjects. And even a Pesi, a fool, can see the punishments of the Rishayim, and how Hashem takes care of the Tzaddikim. Pekudei Hashem Yesharim, the parts of the mitzvos called Pekudim, for example, Yom Tovim, which represent something like Yitzias Mitzrayim, are all Yashar, they're all straight, unlike things made by people that can be crooked. And they make the heart of those who do them happy. Mitzvos Hashem Bara, the rest of the mitzvos, all have proper reasons. And they are Me'iras Einayim, they teach us all good midos. Yiras Hashem Tahora, the part of the Torah that has no tam is tahor, as opposed to the laws that are set up by people that serve their avodah zara. Mishpatei Hashem Emes Sodku Yadkov, the mishpatim in the Torah are all true and correct. Again, none of them contradict, as opposed to the world that makes mishpatim however they want and however they feel. Hanachmadim Mizav Mipaz Rav Umisukim Devashim Enofes Tzufim. They are more desirable than gold, than even much fine gold, sweeter than honey and drippings from the combs. The Radak says Torah and mitzvos are more precious than gold, fine gold, or precious stones. Money only works in this world. Torah is both in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Money can be stolen or lost. Torah can never be lost or stolen. If you give money to someone or purchase something, you no longer have that money. But Torah that you share with others, not only don't you lose it, you even gain more wisdom from it. And the Radak continues that honey is the most desirable to a person. It's the sweetest. Yet if one eats too much of it, he will throw up. Also, it only helps at the moment of hunger or craving. However, Torah, one can constantly add to it, and it will help him forever. Gam avdecha nizer behem b'shamram ekev rav. Even your servant is careful of them, for in observing them there is great reward. And then so this David says, David HaMelech is saying, I too desire your Torah and mitzvos, and I am careful in keeping them, because in keeping them there is great reward. Shkios mi yavin mi nisteros nakeni. Yet who can discern mistakes? From unperceived faults, cleanse me. And the Radak and others learned that David HaMelech is saying, I try to keep all your commandments, but no one knows and understands everything. And there are times one does something wrong and it's hidden from his eyes. So David asks Hashem not to punish him for those sins, but to cleanse him. And the Malbim says David was asking Hashem to help him not sin b'shogeg. Either that intellectually he makes a mistake and says that something is mutter instead of usser, or that he thought he had shuman, which is a kosher piece of fat, but it was really chelev, which is an usser piece of fat. Gam izedim chasoch avdecha al yimshalu bi al yimshlu ki oz esam v'nikesim y'pesherov. Also, from intentional sins, restrain your servant, let them not rule me, then I shall be perfect and cleanse a great transgression. And the Radak says, David said, that I have a bigger request than what I just asked for, to restrain me from intentional sins and not let my Yetzirah control me. I watch with my abilities not to sin, and you help me, because we know Hashem helps those whose hearts are proper. Pesha is worse than Zadon. Zadon is one who has a taiva and sins purposely, while Pesha is rebelling against Hashem even without a taiva. And as we heard on Shabbos, the idea that we have to be careful even with Averos, that certainly that one we have a taiva, but just that Koach HaTuma that sometimes gets us just to do something wrong, which is similar to this idea of a Pesha, which is even when there's no taiva, we just do it to rebel against Hashem.
That's worse.
Worse, because at least...
Rebellion.
Right. Right, is there's a cause behind it that we're supposed to deal with, but right, Pesha is just, I want to just do this wrong. One who does Zidonos a lot will eventually come to rebel against Hashem, and therefore David asked, cleanse me from the Shogeg, help that the Zidonos don't rule over me, and in that way I will never come to Pesha to rebel. And Rashi brings the Gemara that David was like a kusi who comes to one's door, and he asks for a drink of water which costs nothing. Obviously he didn't live today when water has a price. But once he drinks, he asks for a little onion without salt, which they give him that. And then he asks for a little bread to eat so the onion won't damage him. He says, so too David. He first comes to Hashem and says, you know, help me with my shigigos, forgive my unintentional sins. And Hashem says, okay. Then he asks about his adonos, the intentional ones. And again Hashem says, fine. And then he asks about his pshoim. And the capital then ends, Yilaratso nimrefi v'agyon libi l'fanech Hashem tsuri v'goali. May the expressions of my mouth and the thoughts of my head, of my heart, find favor before you, Hashem, my rock and my redeemer. And the Radak says, David is saying, that this that I said before you with my mouth, and this that I did not say but thought in my heart, should also find favor before you, as there are many things that a person thinks about but never verbalizes. And the Malbim says that after asking Hashem to help him with his actions, David then asked Hashem to help him with his speech and thought, that he never say or think anything that is connected to the will of Hashem. And to end with a story, so originally I was thinking of just focusing on the idea, since it's Rosh Chodesh Elul, that, you know, to make a focus on working on our davening, that, you know, we should just, you know, think about areas that, you know, we ourselves, whether it's, you know, a taiva that we have in davening, you know, whether it's coming late, talking during davening, whether it's for the tzibur, we're doing things, you know, that the tzibur needs, but if it's at points that are not okay to talk it during those times, to just make a focus, and this way we can then work through Elul and go into Rosh Hashanah, where we can show Hashem that we're working on, as we know, tefillah is what builds our relationship with Hashem, it brings us very close to Him, and we could show Him how much we desire Him. And on that note, my brother happened to send me a text this morning from an email that he received that deals with the idea of being close to Hashem. And I figured that we'll end with that many times people go through difficulties for extended periods of time, and they begin to ask, is Hashem really with me? I've suffered so long, I see no hope, and I know He could help me, but He just doesn't seem to be. Did He abandon me? And we know in this week's parasha we just said, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem, that we're children of Hashem, your God. And if a father has two children, one who enjoys a smooth, easy life, and one who struggles, it's the second child, the one who struggles, who's on his father's mind at all times. We might assume that when life runs smoothly, it means Hashem is close to us. And when life becomes difficult, Hashem is distant. But the precise opposite is true. The more difficult life is, the closer Hashem is to us. And the more we need Him, the more He is with us. We read in Parshas B'Shalach, the Bnei Yisrael asks the question, Hayesh Hashem b'Kerbeinu? Is Hashem truly in our midst? And Rashi comments that Hashem responded by saying, Tamid ani b'neichem umzumen l'chol tzarcheichem, that I am always with you and ready to provide your needs. Hashem asked, how can you think for even a moment that I am not with you? And Chazal bring a mashal about what Hashem was saying, that a person picks up a son and he puts his child on his shoulders and they go out for a trip. And along the way, the son sees something which he wants and he asks his father if he could have it. And his father bends down and picks it up and gives it to the boy. A short while later, the son again sees something he wants, and again, the father complies and gives it to him. And this repeats itself several times over and over. Later, they meet another man, and the son turns to him and asks, have you seen my father? Do you know where he is? The father is very hurt when he hears his son ask this question. All along, he was helping his son, carrying him, giving him what he wanted. How could his son not realize where his father is? Likewise, we constantly ask Hashem for things, and He gives them to us. We have so many brachos in our lives, but when a problem arises, we ask, where is Hashem? I don't see Him. Hashem carries us on His shoulders, as it were, as Chazal teach us in this mashal, and we are to see ourselves as being carried all the time by Hashem through the journey in life. And the truth is, I've added to my own davening something I learned from my two-year-old. As two-year-olds try to show their independence, he's come up with this new idea that when we go in the street, Hashem holds his hand, and therefore he doesn't have to hold any of his parents. And the truth is, I've added that to my davening. In Modim, I thank Hashem daily now that He constantly is holding my hand. And, you know, we don't always remember it, we don't always see it, but we have to remember that He is constantly there. And we have to constantly remind ourselves of how much Hashem loves us. We can never hear or say it enough, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Espera el chok Hashem, amai lai b'ni'ata ani ayon l'ticha. That He made it a fixed rule in his life, Esra el Chok, to remind himself that Hashem Amar Elai B'ni Ata, that Hashem considers him like a son and treats him like an innocent, helpless, newborn infant. And this is how much love and compassion He has for us, like the love and compassion a parent has for his or her newborn baby. And we should never think for a second that Hashem is not with us, as Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. We are His children and He's carrying us on His shoulders at all time. And the homework, obviously, is when we get next Shabbos morning, to stop and focus on this first Lama Natzeach, this first additional kapitel added to the Psuk de Zimrim Shabbos morning, just to think a little bit of what we're saying and what we're davening as opposed to just running through. And again, to think about through this month of Elul, as we go from Rosh Chodesh today, that we have our month now to prepare and think about how we can improve ourselves in general, but befrat by davening, and in that way connect ourselves to Hashem and realize that we are banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem.